Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. I am so thankful that you guys are here. If you will, as soon as you're done listening to this, please take a moment and go to Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere that you have availability to share the podcast. Please do that. It will help more than you could ever think. It really, really would help a lot to share the podcast with your friends, family, enemies, anybody that might be interested in what we're talking about on the show. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the listeners of the show. So please take a moment. Please do me a solid and share the podcast. Thank you to all that have done that already. If you left ratings or reviews, if you haven't, please do so. Again, that will help so much on iTunes if you leave a rating or review on the show. I'm so excited about the future of this show. I'm so excited about what we're able to accomplish and what I've already been able to accomplish with this show. And I look forward to doing even more for you guys today. On today's show, actually, I actually have a topic I want to talk about. Kind of, why am I a creative person? We've kind of talked a little bit about what I do as a creative person, but I want to kind of dive into maybe why I'm actually a creative person in the first place. Before we get to that, guys, I want to say thank you so much to all the response I got from last week's show, talking about music and how powerful it is. I did talk to a few people, either on Twitter or otherwise, where they were like, I mean, maybe writing might be important, or these topics might be important, and I completely agree. I'm just talking about from my perspective. So I was really, really happy with last week's show and the way it turned out. I really hope you guys were as well. If you can, send in questions, comments, concerns, anything that you want to have on the show or maybe don't want to have on the show. Send those questions to the email. It is thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that is thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's topic of why am I a creative person? Now, in saying this, I want you to think about it as well. Think about why do you create stuff? If you're not a creative person, you're listening to this, why aren't you a creative person? Why are you listening to this? Are you dabbling with the idea of becoming a creative person? Are you wanting to kind of build your creativity? Then let's really dive into that and maybe why we actually want to do that. For me, as long as I can remember, I've always been a pretty creative kid. I was always kind of the entertaining kid. I was always trying to be the class clown. I wasn't really great in school as far as grades go, so I was always trying to entertain. If I could entertain, I felt like I was doing my job. So as far back as I can remember, you know, even in elementary school and things like that, I was a quieter kid most of the time, but if I had the opportunity, I would turn it up and really start trying to entertain people and really try to help people with just being happier. And, you know, it's always my wish and goal is to make people happy. You know, as long as I can remember. That probably comes a lot from my mom. She was a very entertaining person growing up. She was like the president of the PTA. You know, she was hosting karaoke. She was just doing all kinds of stuff that really tried to entertain people. So, like I said, for as long as I can remember, I always kind of use it as an example of what I should do and how I should live my life. So, in middle school, I became a musician. I wanted to be a drummer. My mom said no, because that wasn't a real instrument to her. She played clarinet and sang in high school and a little bit in college, I believe, too. So she told me I need to learn a real instrument, like one where I actually played notes. Now, to her point, she was correct. I probably should learn how to read music and, you know, notation and pitches. But I wanted to play drums like nobody's business. So reluctantly, I started playing alto saxophone. That lasted about 2 weeks. I was terrible at any woodwind instrument. I dabbled with flute later on in high school and a little bit in college. Terrible at that. But what I landed on for middle school and most of high school was trombone. I played that for about 6 or 7 years. I enjoyed it, but I was always wanting to play percussion. So when I went to college, I actually played trombone a little bit in my freshman year of college, and I transitioned over to percussion, and I am so glad I did. I ended up being able to play in, you know, big band. I ended up playing in some jazz trios, some vocal ensembles as a percussionist, like a supporting percussionist. It was a blast. I had a great time. But again, let's go back to the roots of why I want to do that. For me, it was something I could go and I could just do something that nobody else was doing. I could create something that nobody else was creating. It was something that was personal to me. You know, in high school, I wasn't a big partier. I was a musician, but I had some friends, but I wasn't really a big partier. I just kind of hung out by myself, did my own thing. And that was okay with me because on Saturday nights, my parents knew where I was. I wasn't out getting in trouble. I wasn't out drinking, doing drugs. And I really never have. You know, now that I'm an adult, I do drink every once in a while, but I've never really been drunk. So, you know, I'll have a couple beers here and there if I'm watching wrestling or just hanging out with my wife, but I'm not really going to get drunk. I'm a pretty lightweight when it comes to that. As we come across, you know, being in high school, you have the opportunity to go and, you know, dabble in drugs and alcohol and parties and sex and all that kind of, you know, honestly, until I met my wife, I had never, ever, you know, had any kind of adult relations with anybody. So, not to be too explicit, but what I'm saying is music allowed me to stay out of trouble. And I think that was really important for me. I didn't really fit into the scene that would cause, you know, that would cause me to go into those bad paths, like, you know, the drinking and the parties. It wasn't for me. It wasn't my thing. I was kind of a nerdy kid, always was. I just embraced it. So I decided, like, you know, I'm going to just go and be a musician. It's fine. So my mom would tell the story, and I think I talked a little bit about it last week, but I was laser focused on music, and that's all I wanted to do, especially percussion. So I think I really gravitated to music and being a creative person just because it was entertaining to other people. People would clap. People would be excited about what I was doing. Now, is that good? I don't know. Maybe. It might not be. Should I have the need for people to clap for me? Or for people to be impressed by my abilities? I don't know. It seems kind of narcissistic to me now looking back, but I enjoyed that. I kind of thrived off being able to entertain and just make people smile. I still do. You know, what I do now, I'm still in a creative field. I'm a photographer, and I'm mostly a children and family photographer. And I'm still entertaining people to this day. You know, I'm telling jokes, and I'm getting laughs, and you know, I'm building rapport with people that, you know, maybe 5 minutes from 5 minutes ago, maybe didn't like me so much. So I'm still doing that now. So I think for me, creativity really helped me with my social skills. It was a way for me to break down the door or the barrier that other people would put up because they didn't see me as threatening. And I'm still not threatening. I never wanted to threaten anyone. But what I'm saying is, for me, people could connect with what I was doing because I was entertaining them, and they were okay with that. They were like, okay, this guy's cool because he's on stage doing that thing, and they could relate with me because I was also very approachable. So, you know, I guess, like I said, for me, as far back as I can remember, I don't remember really the first time that I picked up a pair of drumsticks, but I think it was probably a birthday in middle school. Probably middle school, maybe elementary school. My parents had got me a practice pad, which is a rubber pad you play on with a pair of sticks to practice. It's just quieter than a drum, but you can still get kind of the feel of a drum. They got me that, and I just took that thing everywhere. It was actually the practice pads that we have now today are actually pretty awesome compared. The one I originally started with was pretty cool, but it was like a big round part in the middle and had like a thinner rubber part on the outside that actually sat on top of a snare drum. The ones we have today actually have like wood underneath them. It's actually like made more for putting in a backpack. This was not great for putting in a backpack. I'll just say that. But it was what I started out with. And I was able to express myself in a way that I wasn't able to before. And I think that was really important for me too, is having the ability to express what I was feeling. I've always been a really emotional person. And I think for me, the reason I really got into being a creative person was because that was how I could express my emotions. I was always a pretty happy kid. You know, I grew up in a decent family. You know, we didn't have a ton, but what we had was ours. And it was really awesome, you know, to live with, you know, two parents and a sister. And we had a dog. And, you know, for a lot of my childhood, we had a pool. We were doing okay. My parents, they did it right by us. They really helped, you know, made our life good for all intents and purposes. Like, yeah, there were hard times, sure. We didn't have the nicest clothes, but we had clothes, so I wasn't that worried about it. I really wasn't. But I was always a pretty happy kid, so I wanted to express that through music and through, you know, singing and dancing. And I'm not saying I was a great singer or dancer, but I always wanted to express myself that way. And music allowed me to do that in a way that I hadn't been able to do before, because I'm not a great painter or someone that draws. I did a painting last week. You might have seen it on Twitter. And if you don't follow me already, follow me at ALH Pro Photo and follow the show at The Creative Pod. And you can see a photo of that really terrible painting I did last week. But it's something that lets me express myself, and that's important. Why have you gotten into being a creative person? Is it the same reason for me? Is it because maybe you're just really good at it and you can make money? You know, is there a deeper reason? You know, I really want you to think about that as you're kind of going through your day as a creative person. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Sometimes we lose sight of that. We lose sight of, you know, why is it that I'm really wanting to do all these things? You know, there are times where you get caught up in actually doing the creative work that you forget what made you want to do that in the first place, and you get kind of bitter. There have been times where I've gotten bitter as a creative person, and that's not a great place to be. It makes your art suffer. So it's really important to think about those things whenever you're looking at your work and looking at what you can do better. You know, you're not ever there. I really think that they should call it more of a science, because you're always, you know, or you're like, let's say you're practicing medicine. You should really be always practicing art. And so as I said, oh, I'm an artist. I would rather say I'm a practicing artist, because I'm always practicing. I'm always trying to get better. You know, right now I'm podcasting. I'm always trying to get better at this. Some days I'm great. Some days I wouldn't say great. Some days I'm okay. Some days I'm better. It just depends. Some days I'm terrible. I've had terrible podcast episodes. You probably already heard those, and I'm sorry for those. But the thing about it is, as long as you keep creating stuff that means something to you, then you are accomplishing the goal that you set out to accomplish. We talked about setting up expectations for yourself before on a recent episode, and I'm always the kind of guy that doesn't really have expectations going in ahead of time. I just kind of say, well, you know, I just want to have fun and create something kind of cool. That's good and bad. You know, I was talking to Jonathan Sierra, one of my good friends. I also had him on the podcast recently, and he was saying, you know, he kind of enjoys working within a certain set of parameters or a certain box, because then he can make sure to accomplish the goal or the task at hand, because he has certain parameters. If you say, well, I just want to, you know, a picture with, you know, for me as a photographer, someone can say, I just want a portrait. Like, okay, well, you know what kind of port you want, you know, what kind of style you're looking for. Are you looking for more of a head and shoulder shot? You know, what do you want? So for me, if I have a goal in mind or kind of a vision of what I want to do, it really helps a lot. But there are times where you just want to go out and create something. You just don't know what's going to happen. But more often than not, at least in my experience, I've found that without at least a slight goal, you're going to kind of, maybe not get as something as great as what you maybe had in mind. You don't just happen upon great, great art. Art just doesn't happen. It takes work, and it takes, you know, a plan to kind of put it all together. So for me, it's really important to do that as an artist, is to kind of plan it out. So that's always something for me when I was a child, I always kind of had an idea like, well, I want to be able to play drums on the stage at church. And it took me a long time to get to there, but I was able to do it. And I became one of the best musicians at the church. And it was an awesome experience. And, it was something that... Actually, let me tell you a quick story. So I had been wanting to play drums on stage for probably a year. Scared to death to do it. And I was actually an usher at our church at the time. What that meant was I wore like a nice set of clothes, and this was in middle school. So my idea of a nice set of clothes at that time, and it was, my style was terrible. It was a pair of khaki corduroy pants, a shirt, like a button-up shirt, probably with a plaid pattern to it, if I had to make a judgment call on that, and a tie. And usually it was a trombone tie or a brass instrument tie that had like trumpets and trombones and notes all over it. Yeah, I had great style back then. But it also included a hunter green blazer. It was terrible. Okay. But there was one day after this whole year of, like, you know, practicing and waiting and never really getting on a drum set, and like an entire drum set before, ever. the drummer just was sick and couldn't show up for church, and church was about to start. And it was almost like kind of like the funny like movie line, is there a doctor in the house? Except for take out doctor and put in drummer. Is there a drummer in the house? And like everybody kind of knew I really enjoyed drums, but maybe hadn't really heard me play ever. So the pastor's wife said, Andrew, come here. We need you to play drums. So in kind of a superhero way, picture, you know, Clark Kent going into a phone book, or not phone book, a phone booth to change to Superman. I took off the lime green blazer, rolled up my sleeves, and went up on stage to play drums for the first time after a year of wanting to and hoping to and praying to. And it went pretty well, actually. And I was way out of my element and scared to death. I think I dropped like 14 drumsticks that day. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great. It wasn't not my best day as a musician. I'd played terrible. My dynamics were everything was terrible. Let's just be honest. Everything was terrible. But I felt like a superhero because I shed off the jacket. I rolled off the sleeves. I had drumsticks. I was ready to go. And I would literally, okay, this is even funnier. I would carry my drumsticks with me everywhere I went. I had a whole stick bag. And there was like, I only had like one pair of sticks, but like seven pairs of them. So I carry like 5A's or whatever I was playing. I think I played, I don't know, probably 5A's. That's just been my stick of choice for a long time. So I carried like seven pairs of 5A's with me every time, everywhere I went. Everywhere. Like no matter where I was, I would have a pair of drumsticks on me. Which is really funny to think about because I was not playing drums anywhere. I didn't even have a whole drum set. I think at that time I had a snare drum, a hi-hat, and a ride cymbal, and that was it. And then I was called up to be Superman and play drums on stage for the first time ever in front of an entire 10,000-seat auditorium. It makes no sense, but that's what happened. That was my first exposure to playing in front of people like on a wide scale. And it went okay. I was called back again. I got a call back, but it was just one of those things that it kind of hooked me. And again, I think really looking back as far as I can think, I really just wanted to be in front of people to, you know, make them smile, make them happy, but also educate people. And that's a lot of the reason I'm doing this podcast. So the thing about it is, I want you to glean from this podcast today is, first of all, always be prepared. Second of all, don't wear the clothes that I wore, the khaki corduroys and all that, because that was a terrible outfit. Don't ever wear that. But third of all, whatever got you into creativity, there's obviously a reason for it. So really dive into that and try and pull that out of yourself and use that as the vehicle to get you to where you want to get. For me, it was about entertaining people and just making people happy around me. You know, that, you know, I could probably look deeper and really look, say, well, why is that I really wanted to make people happy around me? Was there an underlying reason for that? I don't know. It doesn't matter to me right at this point. I just know that I wanted to entertain people, make people happy. Well, I can probably answer that question. I was the firstborn grandson of the family. So everybody was already clapping and everything for me. I just want to keep that going. So this podcast sounds very narcissistic now that I think about it, but that's honestly, I've always wanted to entertain people. You can ask my wife, even if she's mad at me, I'm trying to make her laugh and smile the whole time. And she really hates that, but it's totally true. That's exactly what I try to do every single time we have an argument, which is not very often nowadays, luckily, but every once in a while she'll get really mad and she'll want to kill me and I just want to make her laugh. So without any more of that, guys, today was kind of a retrospective. I just really wanted you guys to go back and look at really why did you get into photography? Why did you get into creativity in the first place? I've changed creative genres over the years, but I've always kind of came back to my first love, which is music. It's one of those things that it's hard to kind of get away from that first thing that, and honestly, let's just be perfectly honest here too. Creativity and, you know, doing like a creative work it's very difficult not to do it again ever. Because, you know, not to be like weird about it, but it's almost kind of like a little bit of a shot in the arm. Every time you're able to entertain someone, or they like your art, or you make a statement with your art, it's an important thing for you. It kind of gets you going and really brings you up, like, you emotionally on a high. Like, it's incredible. So it's one of those things. I just want you guys to really be thinking about what got you into creativity. And I want you to use that to really grow your creativity. And if you're looking to become a creative person, maybe you're looking to paint or start writing or doing a podcast, look for something inside of you that makes you special and makes you different and really helps you to stand out from the crowd. Now, I'm not saying that I do all the time, but I'm passionate about making people happy. And that's what I hope I'm doing for you guys right now on the podcast. So without further ado, guys, I'm going to let you go for today. It's been a pleasure talking with you guys today. Again, please take a moment as soon as this is over. Please go to iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Share the podcast on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere you're at. I'm on Twitter and Facebook. You can find the Creative Podcast on Facebook. You can find the Creative Pod at the Creative Pod on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at ALHProPhoto. And of course, leave ratings and reviews on iTunes and Stitcher as well. It'll help out the show immensely. Until next time, guys, I will talk to you later. Have a great, great day. And stay creative, guys. Thanks.